I believe that today is one of the days that God is going to do something in the life of somebody. And that person will be you, and you and myself in Jesus' name. I believe that God is about to deliver somebody, including myself. Things happen in the spirit. Okay? Amen? Robert Lyadon, the guy that wrote God's General, he was talking about a woman called Ketun Kumar, one of the preachers, healing preachers. And he was explaining that this woman was not a great preacher during her time. First of all, in those days, women, they don't reckon with them. They don't believe that women are supposed to be a preacher. Talk less of now, being a preacher now claiming to be a healing preacher. But when she comes in, the firemen, we have to go and lock the door, because the place will be overfull. And when this woman started to preach, the woman did not have any great preaching charisma. But the woman would just be talking, normal talking. And this guy said he will see cripple, and the finger will start moving like the one you see in the movie. The thing will start stretching. And you will be hearing click, click, click as bones are taking shape. And people will start walking. They will walk, start walking like robots, and they start jumping and running. Not just one, but in hundreds. Why did I bring up that story? Is because the way God operates is different. Most of the time, not the way we are used to. So please don't expect a beautiful sermon from me today. Expect God to touch you. And sometimes, as a human being, I may not even know how to see it. But just expect the Spirit of God to touch you, to heal you, to deliver you, to open a new door in your life. And as I'm saying this to you, I'm saying it also to myself, in the mighty name of Jesus. That movie that some of you watching yesterday, I don't know how many people were watching before I came, it's a Christian movie, Nigerian movie, and this man, it was in a dream. And he saw a man who took him around. Okay, he took him around, he took him to a holding cell where they kept some boys. Okay, that man was explaining the reason why those boys were there. Those boys were in that cell like dummy. They were looking. You know, like somebody who has lost the consciousness. They opened their eyes, they saw people, they saw things happening, but they could not do anything, they were just sitting down there. So the man was explaining the reason why those boys were in that situation. The man was saying that this one's supposed to be an international evangelist. This one's supposed to be a great intercessor. This one's supposed to be this, this was supposed to be that. But because they fell into a court, a woman court, Delilah, the man called it. This is not where I'm going, but I want to use this to explain what God wants to do in our lives today. Are you following my story? So, this man, he said the reason why those people are in that situation is because they fell into sin, okay, or fornication. And as a result of that, the glory they're supposed to have was snatched. So they now find themselves in that cage. Okay? Now, I want to now preach my message. I just use that as a way of analyzing it. Amen? Can you raise your hand? Can you shake your head? Move your head. Okay. You're a woman like myself. I want us to understand that there might be things that are happening in our world more than the physical things that we see. And it takes the power of God to set us free from all these things. That movie centralized on sin. Okay? But from our own background, in Christian community, every sin is allowed except fornication. In our Christian community. If a man has not fallen into fornication, our adoption is still not a sin. I mean, we will not say it's a good thing, but we will label that person that this one is a sinner. But if the person is a saint and he fell, he dribbled by mistake into fornication, this is where I'm going. It's not only the issue of fornication or adultery that can make the enemy to take control of anybody's life. There could be many factors. Hallelujah. I want us to come to our level right now. Jesus Christ, our Lord, the Savior, the one that we follow, that is taking us to the kingdom of God. God in human flesh. He went to the toilet. He ate food. Okay? He had friends. He has enemies. Jesus did not have human limitation like ourselves. So I break this thing down into forces. I call it external forces and internal forces. Every human being has forces that are working against him or her. Internal forces, external forces. The external forces is what I will explain as it relates to Jesus Christ, because that one we can reckon with. I want us to go to the book of Mark, chapter 15. The title of my message today is Help for Your Glory. And if you are one of the people that takes notes in the church, today is one of the days you want to take a note. Mark, chapter 15. Jesus Christ had external enemies, external forces. What was the reason why Jesus had to go through what he went through? Because of the enemies. And who are the enemies? The religious people. People who touch the love of God. I want to study from verse 16. Let's read 16. Then the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium. And they called together the whole garrison. And they clothed him with purple. And they twisted a crown of thorn, put it on his head, and began to salute him. Hail, King of Jews. Then they struck him on the head with a reel, and spat on him, and bowed the knees. They worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took the purple off him, and put his clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him. Why did they do that to Jesus? They did it to Jesus because Jesus was doing what other people could not do. What the religious people, people of honor in the society, what he was doing, they could not do. Jesus was preaching the kingdom of God. His method of preaching was different from the way Pharisees and Sadducees were preaching. Jesus Christ was not a religious dogma that only carried the Bible on his head and followed that commandment without showing compassion to people, even to sick, even on the Sabbath day. And those infuriated his enemies. They said, who is this guy that is breaking our rule? Who is this guy that is looking good and making us look bad? As a result of that, they were envious of Jesus to the extent that they wanted to silence him. I want you to understand this. There are some forces that are envious of the glory of God in your life, and they will do and undo in an attempt to silence you. And so the Lord that we are talking about today, he will not let you walk out of this place without him setting you free from the forces that are contending with the plans and purposes of God for your life. The Lord will fight your battle and will have your victory in the name of Jesus. I said here that Jesus Christ faced external forces, people that do not like his face. Either you like it or not, my dear brothers and sisters, some people just don't like him. Even sometimes they don't know the reason, they can't even explain, and they just don't like him. And some people will go to some extent that they want to destroy your work because they don't like you. Some people will go to an extent to sabotage things that could earn you more money because they just don't like you. Some people will tarnish, with attempt to tarnish your image. Some people will cook up story to the extent that even when you yourself you hear it, you'll be so afraid. Just because they don't like you. But do you know who is behind it? It's Satan. Satan is trying everything to make sure the glory of God does not reflect on your life. I said the title of the message is Help for Your Glory. I want you to say Help for My Glory. Why would Satan be so upset with you? I want to give you some foundation, the basis on which we pray on, because we are going to pray today. But the prayer you are praying today is not your usual prayer. It's a strategic prayer that you are going to pray. Some people, where you're supposed to have been, it's not where you are. And it's not as a result of your fault. But it's because in the spirit realm, you are like that revelation that man had. What is working is a shadow of who you're supposed to have been. May the Lord will deliver you and set you free in the name of Jesus. Go quickly to the book of Revelation, chapter 12. The reason why the devil is upset with you. I want you to know this reason. So that before we can continue. Hey, let's wait. When we're talking about age, but do you know Satan we're talking about? How old is Satan? Satan had been existing long before the creation of the earth. Before Christ, BC, before Christ was born on earth. Not before the existence of Christ in heaven. But Satan had been existing very much long. Satan, your enemy, had experience more than you. And why is he fighting you? He's not fighting you for you. He's fighting you for God. And this is the reason why Satan is fighting you. We want to read in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 12. I want somebody to read from verse 13 to 17. Satan was angry because of a woman that was pregnant. And because he was waiting when the woman delivers, he will kill the child. But when the woman delivered, there was supernatural power that took the woman away. And the baby. And so Satan was so hungry. Then he started chasing any descendant of that woman. Anyone that is related, that descended from the lineage of that woman, he started persecuting them. That's like a parable. But this is what happened between Satan and God. He wanted to make sure that Jesus will not be born. You know what happened? Jesus was born. He became our Savior. He wanted to stop Jesus right from the heaven. And when he could not stop Jesus, what did he do? He became angry and started to persecute all the descendants of the woman's children. Satan is angry with you because of God. Like a lion seeking whom he may devour. If I want to achieve anything, I will do my best. If I really want that thing, I will do my best to make sure that I get it. So, if the devil wants to destroy a person, he will go to any extent to aim to make sure that he is able to destroy that person. A physical death may not mean so much, but everything that can make you to be what God wants is what the devil is targeting, because you are the reflection of God's glory. When your life is beautiful, things are working for you, your dreams are realized, God is praised in heaven. And so, the devil, why will he get that glory? The devil is using you like a soccer ball against God. But the hand of the Lord, invisible hand of the Lord, will set you free from the power that is contending with your destiny, contending with your joy, contending with your victory, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The forces that are against children of God are so much, they are so enormous, and we can find solutions. Solution is in the word of the Lord. We need to raise ourselves with the word of the Lord. We're talking about external forces right now. How you can release yourself from the bondages, from external pressure, including the spiritual pressure, including the human enemies, including your haters, including those that are jealous of your progress, including people that feels like your parents don't deserve you successful in life. Let's talk about internal forces, because this is the belly of the fish right now. If the devil wants to steal something from me, and he sees that this guy likes gray color, and after some time he realizes that I have control over gray color, what do you think the devil will do? It will change the color. It will look for another one. Yes, let's try something else. It will manipulate what? It will manipulate. How will you manipulate this way? You find something else, huh? That looks like the green. You want to try? If the devil wants to achieve something, he knows that I like color.
We will use the color to.
And I'm being sensitive about the color now. And he knows that I know. What would the devil do?
Change it to look for something that will surprise you.
He still attack the green color. Okay, but what I want to pass across is this. The green color, once the devil knows that the green color is my weakness and I'm conscious of the green color, he will stop using green color. He will not look at color. He may not even talk about color to me anymore. This is where I want us to be very careful with the children of God. Listen, there are situations that the devil is using around you to attack the glory of God in your life. We are sensitive about the external forces, like we prayed last Sunday, and we're still going to pray today. But the one that we need to be very careful of and overcome is what the devil is using in our lives. Amen. Everybody, including myself and you, we have issues that we need not to allow the devil to use against us. The first one, I said victim mentality. I want you to pay attention, and I want you to pick something. No, please make sure you pick something. Victim mentality. Somebody said victim mentality. What is victim mentality? Being a victim is not your fault. Are you getting it? Being a victim is not what? It's not your fault. That is somebody, I come to you and I slap your face. How is that your fault? Without you doing anything wrong. How is it your fault? But do you know that the devil can use that one to grant the progress of your life? I am opening your eyes to things today. If you have been abused, if you have been oppressed, if you have been robbed of opportunity, you will feel sad. You won't be happy. But do you know that it can become a tool in the hand of the enemy against the progress of your life? And I will tell you how. In as much the devil makes you to see yourself as an underdog, as a failure, you cannot think to make progress that is needed for your life. It even affects your prayer life. It affects your decision making. It affects the instructions from God about the next thing that God wants to do in your life. Am I talking to somebody? Don't forget, I said, if the devil knows that you are sensitive about green color, he will stop using green color. Okay? If you, he knows that, you are good at this. You are good at this. He will start using those things. He will start telling you that you don't deserve to be treated like that. And you will start being finished pity excessively to the extent that the devil starts to use it to manipulate your own progress now. Victim mentality.